We should do to Iran what we're doing to Venezuela. And by that, I mean maximum pressure. Maybe I would let them enrich somewhere in the country with inspections, and I would try to increase U.S. support in the Middle East.
So we got bomb Iran, don't let them have nuclear, even nuclear energy, nuclear enrichment. Have good relations with Israel, but, you know, kind of change the Israeli government up a little bit. Get one of those other more liberal types in leadership and have a good relationship with Israel. And send more U.S. Support, presumably military support. What else could you mean by that? 30, 40,000 troops a day is not enough, apparently. Yeah, basically just continue on the same old with all the Zionist slop. I mean, that could have been some like AI Ben Shapiro Hasbara propaganda script for the Ben Shapiro show. And I wouldn't have even been surprised if you had Ben Shapiro's face reading that off. I want to take a moment to reflect on this video because it really shows how much of an activated agent Nick Fuentes is. As we are on the precipice of war with Iran, all-out war with Iran, you would imagine that he would be saying, you know, maybe we shouldn't be pursuing war against Iran, right? You'd expect that. But in fact, it's actually not what you get at all. This is why it's just very simple for me to say that Nick Fuentes actually has no tangible worldview. He has no principled stances. His audience is able to say, oh, he's right on so many issues because he takes both sides of so many issues. And frankly, I mean, I was not surprised to see this after I saw his stance on Charlie Kirk saying that everyone should be censored. There should be mass censorship after Charlie Kirk was unalived. He pushed the Kash Patel narrative, FBI narrative regarding the Charlie Kirk shooting. He championed the kidnapping of Venezuelan President Maduro and actually called for Trump to do more than he did in Venezuela. He wanted all-out war against Venezuela, U.S. regime change in Venezuela, which they didn't achieve. Now take a look at this. As we're on the precipice of war with Iran, this is what you get.
How do you envision American foreign policy in the Middle East once AF takes back control of the country?
We need to restrain Israel. I think that we should build on our alliance with Saudi Arabia, with Qatar, with the Emirates. But I also think that we should work with Iran. We should do to Iran what we're doing to Venezuela.
We should do to Iran what we're doing to Venezuela. Now, to be fair, at the time that this was recorded, we obviously knew that the war drum was being hit quite hard surrounding the buildup against Iran. But I believe, I don't know if Maduro had been kidnapped yet. We did see, in fact, that there was a bunch of airstrikes being done onto these fishing boats across the Caribbean, Venezuela, Colombia, Trinidad, Tobago. We did see that. We knew there was threats of strikes on the ground. And if this was recorded after the Maduro kidnapping, it's like, what? You think we should do to Iran what we did to Venezuela? You think we should go in there and threaten war against Iran? Okay, well, I mean, that's not any different than what the Epstein regime is pushing right now. Oh, yeah, by the way, I forgot. He also pushed the whole Epstein hoax thing that Trump and Michael Tracy, who seemingly only has this very weird stance about Epstein because he may or may not be funded by Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel, who was in the Epstein files countless times and may or may not have gone to the island, had a relationship with Epstein at the very least. So he's saying we should threaten war against Venezuela or against Iran and Venezuela. That is the ultra cutting edge from Nick Fuentes.
And by that, I mean maximum pressure.
Maximum pressure. So the maximum pressure sanction campaign, which was led by Mike Pompeo and John Bolton. Mike Pompeo, former director of the CIA. John Bolton, former national security advisor, both two of the biggest Zionist neocons in the face of the planet. So he supports striking Iran, and he supports maximum pressure sanctions that starve the Iranian people. Got it.
At the same time, we need to restrain Israel. I would do regime change in Israel.
Regime change in Israel. Me personally, I would just kind of take the North Korea route, and I'd say we're cutting off all diplomatic relations with Israel. Israel's not a real country. They are a bunch of war criminals, and if they try to set foot in our country, they will be arrested. They'll be sent to Guantanamo. They'll be sent to Gitmo. But yeah, I mean, I would just say recognize Palestinian statehood, the entire Palestine, one state, equal rights for all the people there, all the religions, you know, they can all live in however, you know, whatever level of harmony I guess they can achieve. And they'd have to accept that, you know, they'd have to accept these common laws that don't discriminate against certain ethnic minorities, certain religious minorities, which would actually be, if it was one state, you know, the Arabs would be in a huge majority. But yeah, that's actually my opinion.
I would install a puppet in Israel working for the U.S. government.
What does he think is there right now? I know Nick's whole thing is like, oh, well, the U.S. government is working for Israel. Okay, I mean, it goes both ways. You really think that Wesley Clark, however many odd years ago, he was talking about how they want to install a regime change government in all these eight different countries, Iran included, and Wall Street's not going to take a cut of that? You think the U.S. isn't going to take a cut of that? I mean, right now, what is the U.S. doing? There's this, you know, there's this pony show going on, all this psyop saying like, oh, Netanyahu really wants the war against Iran. Apparently Nick does too, but not Trump. Trump doesn't want it. If that's true, why did we send 115 military U.S. military cargo jets over to the region filled with THAAD systems, Patriot systems? We sent F-35s, we sent F-15s, F-14s, we sent B-52s, we have B-2 stationed elsewhere. We have literally everything we need. We have Delta Force in the region. In Turkmenistan, we have Delta Force associated operatives. It looks like in Azerbaijan. J.D. Vance is about to go to Azerbaijan tomorrow. Very interesting trip there. What does he think the U.S. is doing right now? Does he think that the U.S. actually doesn't want a war against Iran? Is he that stupid?
And I would hold them back.
So this is his idea. Regime change in Israel. How? Doesn't know. Hold them back. How? How?
And I would make a deal with Iran.
Oh. Sorry. He'd hold them back by threatening to bomb Iran. He'd hold the Israelis back by threatening to bomb Iran. So literally just the same thing that's happening now. Literally just the Trump administration. You're just going to be, you know, taking the Miriam Adelson bucks.
Maybe I would let them enrich somewhere in the country with inspections.
Oh, very, very kind. So Fed Fuentes says he'll maybe let the Iranians enrich some uranium. Again, there's a reason why, you know, these like stop anti-Semitism groups, they never attack Fuentes. They never attack Fuentes. People are always like, why are they not attacking Fuentes? He's like the biggest, you know, anti-Semite on the face of the earth. Because he's useful to them. First of all, he agrees with them. Second of all, he's literally saying he would carry out the Trump administration's Zionist policy, war against Iran, limiting their nuclear program, trying to hold back Israel, right? I mean, I think it's pretty simple. You arrest any Israeli officials that enter countries that we have extradition agreements with. You threaten to sanction any of those, or you sanction any of those officials. You cut off diplomatic ties with the country. You cut all aid. You force other countries to cut off all aid to Israel. You recognize one Palestinian state. You would sanction any businesses doing any trade with Israel, just like we do to Iran, just like we do to Russia, just like we do to North Korea or to Venezuela previously. You just completely cut them off. Completely cut them off. There's no such thing as saying like, oh, well, we're just going to hold them back a little bit.
And I would integrate Iran into the regional economy. I would integrate them.
What is that code word for? That's code word for Iran needs to join the Abraham Accords like Zionist UAE.
Take off the sanctions if there were weapons inspections. And I would use that maybe to even earn their support over Russia. Just like Russia is making a play for Saudi Arabia, I would make a play for Iran.
Again, trying to split Iran from Russia, same exact thing as these neocons at the start of the Russia SMO. They wanted to split Russia from China. When Trump came into office, this whole Project 2025, yeah, their whole idea was to break up the alliance between Iran, Russia, China, and North Korea. That was like their big ticket foreign policy items. They're literally pushing the Zionist talking points in there, as it, apparently it's seeping through onto the Fuentes stream.
Iran. And I would do so by restraining Israel. And I would try to increase U.S. support in the Middle East. It's a very important region. And it seems that we've got a chance at having a favorable government with al-Shara in Syria, good relationship with Erdogan in Turkey.
Oh, boy. We got a good relationship with the al-Qaeda leader, the ISIS leader, al-Shara in Syria. I mean, what can you say about that? That's just a very regrettable disaster of a situation. But
good relationship with all the Gulf countries. I mean, I like what they're doing, but the problem is that Israel is truly a pariah. They want to keep the Middle East unstable so that they can continue to pursue their conquest. They don't want to stabilize Lebanon because they want the territory. They don't want to stabilize Syria because they want the territory.
Genius take, Fuentes. Genius take, Nick. Oh, really? Oh, really? Oh, really? I just imagine some, like, 300-pound... vaguely brown Roiper sitting in his mom's basement watching this and like, oh, Israel wants to destabilize. Really? Really? Is that what they're trying to do? Yeah, bro, it's 2026. Is this some shocking geopolitical take that Israel's trying to destabilize their neighbors and they will continue doing so even if they, I guess, effectively destabilize Iran to the point where regime change occurs?
They don't want a deal with Iran because they want regime change in Iran.
Genius, genius. Absolutely never even realized that till right now, this second.
So that's what I would do.
And what was that other point you mentioned here?
Israel. And I would try to increase U.S. support in the Middle East. It's a very important region.
Increase U.S. support in the Middle East. So we got bomb Iran, don't let them have nuclear, even nuclear energy, nuclear enrichment. Have good relations with Israel, but, you know, kind of change the Israeli government up a little bit. Get one of those other more liberal types in leadership and have a good relationship with Israel. And send more U.S. Support, presumably military support. What else could you mean by that? 30, 40,000 troops a day is not enough, apparently. And basically just continue on the same old with all the Zionist slop. I mean, that could have been some like AI Ben Shapiro Hasbara propaganda script for the Ben Shapiro show. And I wouldn't have even been surprised if you had Ben Shapiro's face reading that off. But apparently that is the Zionist cloaked as America First. Nothing but lies. There's a reason why Candace calls him Fed Fuentes. I do as well. Not necessarily even because of that. Because of January 6th. It's because of these weird fringe payments he got from a guy who died but may not have actually died. Crypto payments, super weird stuff. And anyways, end result of that is he's saying stupid shit like this. Before you leave, I want to say thank you for the support, because after 2 years of being banned, we are finally back home on YouTube. So be sure to subscribe to our channel and also join as a member on our channel using the link at the top of the description. I rely on the generous support of viewers like yourself to get the truth out to as many people as possible. You can also support the show on Locals or GiveSinGo. The mainstream media and the powers that be are never going to stop attacking us for bringing the truth to as many people as we do. Thank you so much for your support.